Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Now, ever feel like an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high on a wave of joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all go through those ups and downs, but today we're going to talk about how to cultivate that inner peace, that emotional balance, using some powerful mindfulness techniques straight from the Stoic playbook. Think of it like this. Our emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They come and they go, but it's our job to be the calm ocean beneath those waves. Mindfulness is your surfboard, helping you ride those emotional tides without getting swept away. It's about being present in the moment, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Let's dive into some key takeaways that will have you feeling more grounded and centered than ever before. First up, we need to practice self-awareness. Seriously, how well do you actually know yourself? What triggers your emotions? What makes you feel happy, sad, angry, or anxious? Take a moment to reflect on those patterns. You'd be surprised what you discover. Think of it like getting to know your inner GPS. Once you understand where your emotional compass points, you can start navigating with more intention. Next up, we need to challenge our negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic whispering doubts and fears in our ear, right? But here's the thing. Those thoughts aren't always facts. They are just opinions disguised as truths. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often the answer is no. So let those negative thoughts go like a hot air balloon. Just watch them float away and don't get attached. Speaking of letting go, remember that focusing on what you can control is key. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions. When faced with a challenge, ask yourself, what can I do right now to make things better? Focus your energy on those actionable steps and let go of the rest. Remember, stoicism isn't about being passive, it's about being proactive in shaping your own experience. Now let's talk about practicing gratitude. It sounds cheesy, but trust me, it works wonders. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments add up and create a sense of happiness and contentment. Lastly, don't forget to take care of yourself. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, and spend time doing things you enjoy. When you prioritize your well-being, you're better equipped to handle life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Picture this. You're walking down the street, feeling stressed about work deadlines and that looming presentation. Suddenly, you notice a little girl laughing as she chases pigeons in the park. Her pure joy is infectious, reminding you of the simple pleasures in life. That's mindfulness in action, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, allowing yourself to be present in the moment. You take a deep breath, letting go of the stress and feeling a sense of calm wash over you. Think about that by practicing mindfulness, you can create those pockets of peace within the chaos of daily life. Remember, it's not about erasing your emotions, it's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately living a more balanced and fulfilling life. So go out there and ride those emotional waves with grace. As always, thanks for tuning into the Stoic Way. I hope this episode has given you some valuable tools to cultivate that inner peace. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom and let me know what you think on social media. Until next time, keep striving for that inner balance and remember, life is too short not to be your own kind of awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.